In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 17, May 1st, 1925, and we're in the third paragraph. And Jesus just explains to Louisa that he has done everything as Redeemer, his mission as Redeemer. He's gotten everything ready for humanity. So he says, look at the sun above your horizon. The sun contains so much light as to be able to give light to everyone and everything, even though not all might want to enjoy the light of the sun. By its unique office as sun in the sky, it possesses even the light that creatures might refuse. So there are some that on a real nice sunny day will stay in their basement. And it's not that they hate the sun. They've got other things to do or other things that are planned. And so they're not going to enjoy the sun. Yet the sun is still out there, giving light and life to everyone and everything. And so Jesus is saying that the divine will is like the sun. It's a simile. The sun is a simile of the divine will. He wants us to recognize that there is no more darkness when the sun is shining. There is no more cold when the sun is shining. It's the warmth. It's the light. And he says, this is the divine will that I want to give to the world. This is the universal life that I want to give back to humanity so that humanity can begin to live this abundant life. And it's the unique office of the sun. It's to give light and life to everyone and everything. It gives the color, Jesus says, to the flowers. It gives the flavor to the fruit. The sun brings this beauty out of creation. So he says this was convenient to the sun because it was created by God as the unique sphere in the sky, which was to warm and embrace the earth with its light. Okay, so here, this sun in the sky, this simile, the is a simile of the divine will. What's the divine will? It's this unique light to warm and embrace humanity with its light, its life, its love. This abundant life is God wants humanity to possess this Catholic life, this universal life is what our God wants us to possess. So he, the Lord, is speaking to all of humanity. He's getting everyone ready for this outpouring of this sun, this light, this life, this universal life, light and love that God is going to return back to humanity. So there is only one religion, and God is speaking to all religions. He is saying to everyone on earth, I'm calling you to come back to this womb of light and life and love, this universal life. And so he's speaking to all nations. He's speaking to all religions. And there's glimpses of this in everything, in all the religions, in all the nations, in all the history of the earth. God in his mystery, his wisdom is helping people know who he is, by where they're living and how they're living. And he's always, as the word, he is always speaking to us, all of humanity. He wants everyone to come back to live this abundant life that Adam had before the fall. So he says, this light, unique sphere of fire, if you want to say, in the heavens, was to warm and embrace the earth with this light. Each created thing has its own office to carry out. And the office is unique. Okay, so in our own life, God has called us to live the office that he has given us in a unique way. He loves our uniqueness. This is why he's given us different fingerprints, different irises, different voices, sizes, shapes, colors. He loves our uniqueness. He's delighted with what he has created. And this is why there should be no jealousy among humanity. Whatever God has given us is for him to delight in. And see, this is why you love your neighbor as you love yourself, because God is there. God is here. And when we begin to understand God in our life, everything becomes peaceful, joyful, and happy. Everything that God has done brings light and life and love to us. And no matter what we're going through, the Lord is there. And he, as our Savior, our King, our Master, he knows what we need when we need it. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. He knows everything about us. And he wants us to become like the fruit and the vegetables on the earth, flowering, sweet, alive. He wants us to really become what he has called us to be, this mission. So he says, in order to execute this well, it's necessary that each one to carry out the office entrusted to the soul that contains so much of that good which the soul must give to others according to the mission for which the soul was created. Okay, what does this mean? That, you throw a stone into a pond and it has a rippling effect. It affects the whole pond. Our lives are affecting the whole world. When a soul begins to read the divine will, what happens at that point is it's affecting everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It's not just something that happens that doesn't create a rippling effect. Think about an orchestra. Every instrument is needed to make that orchestra sound perfect. That's us. Jesus tells us that each of us have a harmony, a song, that when we sing this song with all of humanity, it's perfect. We were created to bring back to God this echo of this word of God, this vibration, if you want to say, of the word. So Jesus says, my word in the book of heaven it's a divine life that brings life to all around. So what God is asking of us is let's get into this. What God has created, he's the master, he's the king, he's the God, he's the Lord who wants us to participate in what he has created. He wants us to be part of his divine masterpiece. And it's perfect harmony. If there's a band and the guitar's out of tune, it just sounds weird. It doesn't flow right. What God is doing in our life is he's tuning us. He's getting us ready. And we're not ready yet. But he's getting everything ready for this great event that God is going to bring about, where all the world is going to shudder, shake, vibrate, if you want to say, of that beautiful harmony of God, the beautiful music of God that God is creating. He says, I want this to work well. I want to execute it well. It is necessary, he says, to carry out the office entrusted to you. Entrusted to Louisa, he says first, and then to us. This music of heaven this harmony of heaven, is we're going to participate in this. St. Francis said to the angel, "Can I hear some music from heaven?" And the angel said, "Can't give you the music in heaven. You would die if the music played. It's so beautiful that it would annihilate the fallen nature of humanity, even though we've been redeemed." So the angel said, "I'll give you one note." And he gave the note to Francis, and Francis was in ecstasy for 3 days. Wait to see what God is going to do with us. It's going to be ecstasy. What's coming when people hear the whole earth is going to shake violently, that to me is a perfect harmony of God. It's going to destroy all that is not of God. It's going to bring a new beginning for humanity where we are going to live this abundant life that our God planned for us from the beginning. So this is what God is doing. He's saying, I'm getting everything ready. The office that I've given to you, Louisa, contains so much good, the good which you, Louisa, must give to others. And that's what she has done by being faithful, by writing everything down that Jesus told her. This is so good that it's changing the world. As we begin to read this, just think of this harmony of heaven on earth, this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. As we enter into this orchestra that God is doing, he's executing, he's producing music from heaven. We hear music on earth, and sometimes it's so beautiful, but the music of heaven, we haven't heard yet. God is going to use us to bring this about. So he says, this mission that he's given to Louisa is going to be given to us according to the mission for which we were created, one with Louisa. See, this is the thing that people misunderstand about the divine will. The divine will isn't mine. It's mine. I've heard people say it. Mine. The divine will is mine. Well, no, it's Louisa's. And when we're linked to Louisa, we can possess it. It's through her, Jesus said. She's the channel. She's the link to the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And when we're linked to Louisa, when we go to Louisa, when we call on Louisa to bring us to Jesus, it's like calling your own mother when you stumble and fall, you know, help, or when it's thunder and lightning and you're a little child and you run to the bedroom and you go, the mother goes, "It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right." This is what Louisa shows us. Everything's going to be fine. And that it's not just Jesus, "I trust in you." It's Jesus, "I have confidence in you. I, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. I'm not going to be upset because I trust in you." Jesus says this, according to the mission that was given to Louisa, why she was created, as Louisa lived this, it is never exhausted, not even by one atom. That's what God's going to do with us. Once we begin to understand this gift and begin to live it, nothing's going to be disturbed. We're not going to be exhausted of anything, not even by one atom. Everything will be brought to perfection. This is what God has planned. This is what God wants for all of humanity, to return back to that universal life that Adam had before the fall. Everything's ready. And our Lord is saying, read, study, put this into practice. He says this to Louisa, be attentive to what? To what Jesus spoke to Louisa. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for divine healing for all, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.